It is still dark outside when you and your driver arrive at the Bagan, Myanmar riverfront. Your chilly and exhilarating journey through the early morning streets, empty of everyone but you, has led you here. A last sip of warm tea from a thermos, and you are ready to get going. The tuk-tuk driver helps you down from his sputtering moto taxi and gently shepherds you across a nearly pitch-black, sandy beach toward a series of lights at the water's edge. You listen in the darkness to your own footsteps pressing into the damp sand. You realize you can hear the sound of your own heartbeat in your ears as you follow the lights that seem to bob up and down. A few cautious steps more, and the inky blackness gives way to a narrow flashlight beam. The light comes from the hand of a young sailor. He smiles at you, directing you toward a wooden gangplank laid across the lapping tide. With a polite nod, he bids you to enter the waiting boat. You thank the driver as he delivers you safely into the care of your boat's able crew. Climbing aboard the foredeck of the watercraft, you take stock of what little you can see of your surroundings. You seem to be on a medium-sized river cruiser, draped artfully from bow to stern in glowing light bulbs on a string. You listen to the river's languid waters clap against the boat's sides. It's a calming thud that caresses the ship, beckoning the craft and you into the river's current. The kindly sailor ushers you through a metal bulkhead and leads you below deck. You find yourself in the main cabin. Though there are porthole-style windows that run the length of the cabin, the lights here are still dim, and the air is perfectly still. Rows of well-worn leather seats stretch back to the rear of the craft. Typically, these seats would hold your fellow passengers, gap year backpackers perhaps, or adventure-seeking retirees. But not today. By complete chance, the boat seems to be yours alone. A private ferry to carry you up the enticing waters of the fabled Irrawaddy River. In the half-darkness, you settle into your seat, wrapping yourself up against the lingering cool of the river air in a fuzzy windbreaker you keep in your bag. Below your feet, you can feel the low rumble of the boat's diesel engines as the captain shifts them into reverse. You feel him steer away from port and into the centre of the broad riverway. The sound vibrations radiate up through the soles of your feet. They spread low pulses across your entire body, like the thump of your own heartbeat or the rustle of breath in your lungs. Soon, the boat sweeps a wide turn, crossing the current as the captain powers the engines forward. You rest your head up against the foggy window glass and drift back into a gentle half-sleep. Your journey upriver is now underway.